Just before her death, court records say Angelique Arndt was crying, screaming, and resisting staff efforts to restrain her. At that point, one employee restrained her legs, another used his own body to hold the thrashing girl face down on the floor for at least 30 minutes. Court records say the employee thought the girl fell asleep, but when he checked, she had a bluish color and was non-responsive. Attempts to revive her failed. A medical examiner ruled the death was asphyxia. Prosecutors now say the clinic failed in many areas to provide adequate mental health treatment for the girl from the time of her admission to the time of her death. And according to the charges, the clinic's emergency restraint policy became the justification for the almost daily physical restraint of the girl. Rick Palaszczuk heads up the Rice Lake branch of Disability Rights Wisconsin.
There's a number of people around the country that want to see what Wisconsin does with this and see if we can do it right for children with emotional, behavioral, and other disabilities in providing the services and supports they need and not having this type of thing happen to kids, which apparently is all too common across the country.
The Rice Lake Day Treatment Center faces a felony charge and fine if convicted of up to $100,000. The center has been closed, and Palaszczuk's group wants the rest of the Northwest Counseling and Guidance Centers in Wisconsin closed too, or ordered to undergo new training. In a short written statement, company president Dennison Tucker says negotiations are underway with the Department of Justice. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.